big money on the Bart Winkler Show.
You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW.
The cards are on the table. Bring in the high rollers.
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around.
It's time to put up or shut up with Cole or Fold.
It's like I'm sitting here playing cards with my brother's kids or something.
Here's Big Bucks Bart Winkler and Cold Cash Carlos Ortiz.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah! Cole or Fold every Tuesday on the Bart Winkler Show exclusively. Only. I ran out of synonyms for those two words on the Infinity Sports Network. Call and Fold's basically buy or sell, but better, because it's casino themed. And that's really it. And Bart, we'll start here. Here's Titans general manager Mike Bergonzi on what they're going to do with the first overall pick.
No, we've come to a consensus. The entire organization is to stay at that pick, and I guess you'll find out Thursday night who we pick.
Yeah, I don't need a guess. It's going to be Cam Ward. They're pretty much set at drafting him. But Bart, looking over the rest of the roster, there's a lot of holes, and there's really a lack of high-end talent. Not to be disparaging, but come on. Their best player is probably Jeffrey Simmons. Nobody else excites me. What are you gonna do? Tony Pollard, who barely cracked 1,000 yards. Calvin Ridley, I forgot he was on a team, barely cracked 1,000 yards as well. So they got a lot of holes. Bart, I ask you, call or fold? The Titans would be better off trading the number one overall pick.
I don't know. A couple of people have brought that up tonight, huh? Who's trading up to it? Somebody that wants Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter? Because that's what's interesting is, no, I don't think anybody would trade up to get Cam Ward, right?
Would I don't know Giants about that. I think the Saints could be desperate enough.
And the Saints. Sometimes a guy becomes so synonymous with the team before he's already drafted that we just assume like they want him and nobody else. But
right.
Is Cam Ward good? Cam Ward, there might be a difference between we've got the number one overall pick, let's take Cam Ward. And Cam Ward's the number one overall pick, I need to take him. You know, there might be a difference there.
For everybody else that forgot, I'm going to give you the rules. Bart needs to either call this, which is buy, fold this, which is sell, or raise, which he never does, which is really, really buy it.
What about taking a long time to come up with an answer?
I have no sounder for that.
I am going to fold.
Fold.
Yeah, I believe in Cam Ward. I don't know how much I believe in him, but when you have this spot in the draft and you need a quarterback, I think you should take the quarterback. If it doesn't work out and they wind it here next year, take Arch Manning or another one of these guys. But I think they should take Cam Ward.
I believe in Cam Ward also. I just don't believe in the Titans. They're going to screw this up. All right, let's go to good news for 49ers fans and Fantasy Dynasty owners everywhere. Christian McCaffrey reported for the first day of San Francisco's offseason program, and all indications are he has zero restrictions and ready to go after another injury-plagued season. Also, despite not having a new contract, Brock Purdy also reported for volunteer workouts. Let me remind everybody, the Niners finished 6-11, and they missed the playoffs one season after losing the Super Bowl to the Chiefs, who will not make the playoffs this year. Let me reiterate, that is my take. I hear anybody else say that, I'm coming after you. Or at least my lawyers are. Bart, call or fold. The 49ers will win the NFC West.
I will fold that.
Fold.
We did a Bartometer recently where of all the last place teams, they're the most likely last place team to take first place, but I don't think that that means they take first place. I think that they're in a position here where the Rams should be more competitive. We'll see what the Seahawks do. Cardinals are going to be 8-9. We know that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that the Niners are... I don't know that they know what they want to do. Purdy should have been extended already. McCaffrey, he can come back. Maybe I should just pretend like last year didn't happen. But it did. He was supposed to play week one, and then he didn't. And then he didn't play until November, and he looked not good in four games. So I don't know that he's going to bounce back. I don't think they win the division. And they could still make the playoffs. Okay, we'll see. But I don't think they win the division.
I'm having a hard time thinking who will win that division. The Rams?
I think the Rams. The Rams.
I don't think they're great, but... So they traded away Cooper Kupp, or they cut him, whatever the hell they did with Cooper Kupp. He's in Seattle now. It's Puka, it's Matt Stafford, Kyron Williams is on his last legs there in terms of his deal, because I don't think they're going to re-sign him. Is there much to be excited for on the offensive side? Defensively, I like what they got. You know, they got some pieces there. I actually think the 49ers can win this division.
I'd still like to see them. Now, if anyone comes out with this take ever, then we can certainly think about plagiarizing, because I think John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan should trade jobs for a year.
Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm. All right. Speaking of people showing up to volunteer workouts, Kirk Cousins decided to drop by for Atlanta's first day back. Cousins right now is the backup to Michael Penix after he got benched last season, and the Falcons have no desire to trade him. They owe him a bunch of money, and his cap hit's going to hurt. So I ask you, call or fold? Kirk Cousins will end next season as a Falcon.
Fold.
Fold.
I think he might get traded back to Minnesota. You know what Kirk Cousins is?
Besides being rich?
Kirk Cousins is Avatar. He makes all this money. Nobody ever sees him. He's not in the playoffs. He has no pop culture relevancy. And yet, he's like the richest thing to ever happen. When one of your friends has ever been to you and like, hey, you watch any good movies lately? Avatar. But it makes $600 billion. Who is watching this thing? And why are there six of them still yet to be made? Kirk Cousins, all this money. One playoff win? Kirk Cousins this. Kirk Cousins. Who cares? Does it matter? Does it actually matter where Kirk Cousins plays? Is there any place in the NFL where he could play and it could matter?
Cleveland.
It wouldn't even matter. They wouldn't do any different. Like, what, they got Joe Flacco? I'd rather have Joe Flacco. They're not doing any better with Kirk Cousins. The Kirk Cousins war is zero. Wins over replacement. Just a flat zero. He doesn't do it. He does not move the needle at all. Bold. He will get traded, though. He will.
Got it. Just let me be the Kirk Cousins of the sports industry. You forget I exist, but I just have loot hand over fist. I die happy. The Warriors are up one game in their series with the Rockets, and the Clippers and Nuggets are tied with a game apiece. Two notable players are Golden State's Jimmy Butler and LA's James Harden. Both guys have had great careers, put up incredible numbers. Exactly zero titles between the two of them. Both guys are also 35 years old. Call or fold, this is James Harden's and Jimmy Butler's last chance to win a title.
Oh, I will probably call that.
Call.
I think it's going to be tough for these guys to get to that point. Now, Doug Gottlieb, my dear friend in Green Bay, he reposted a clip from Stephen A. Smith earlier this season, where Stephen A. Smith said on First Take that James Harden and the Clippers are never going to win. And then Doug Gottlieb put that clip with four emojis of hands covering face because the Clippers got one win in the series against the Nuggets. I think, Doug, what they were saying was like win a finals. I don't think you can victory lap Stephen A. Smith for that take after one game. Now, I have not responded yet to a February 8th direct message I got from Doug after I was riding him hard on Twitter. And then he said, sorry you couldn't make it to Radio Row. We play games Friday and Sunday. Let me know if you'd like a ticket. I never responded. So that's where that is right now.
Yeah, you guys should just fight at this point.
Do you think he'll be in Green Bay for the draft? I will be.
I mean, he better be. Because otherwise, what kind of half sports person is he? Yeah. Is he too busy running skirmishes, you know, running basketball practice that he can't make the NFL draft?
Now, then again, I also coach. I had a practice tonight with my U6 soccer team. Does that take me away from the radio?
Clearly.
People are wondering.
I don't know how
you find time. Has this show suffered tonight because I coached a practice?
If anybody's listening for the first time, they're probably saying yes.
People are fair to ask because I took on coaching, just like Doug. People are fair to ask.
Yeah, we had this pegged all wrong. You two are doing the Lord's work.
Yes,
I, for one, am glad of your coaching prowess.
I'm actually following in Doug's footsteps.
I'm sure he'll be glad to know that. All right, last one here. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred has stated his desire to expand to 32 teams by 2029. However, I got a problem with a few owners who can't even do right by their current cities. I'm looking at you, Bob Nutting. It's incredibly pathetic when the Cubs fan cares about the Pirates fan. The A's already forced themselves out of Oakland, but in a hilarious turn of events, we really have no idea if or when the A's are going to go to Vegas. And the Tampa Bay Rays are playing in Yankees minor league stadium, George Steinbrenner Field. So we have like displaced teams all over the place. But I will just say this for a caller fold. Bart, caller fold, Nashville will receive a Major League Baseball team before Las Vegas.
I am going to say... I'm going to say full.
Full.
You know where the A's are going to end up? I'll tell you where the A's are going to end up. They're going to end up in Salt Lake City. That's where they're going to end up. Now, I know there's a group. Give me a call. Give me a call on that one.
Cole.
I knew you'd see it my way.
Yeah, there's never going to be Major League Baseball in Las Vegas. Ever. I look at these MLB standings. If you guys want to be mad for like no reason, go to any website that has the MLB standings. And it says like, here, let me go to this site and look at the MLB standings. West, AL West. Texas Rangers, 13-9. Los Angeles Angels, 11-10. Seattle Mariners, 12-11. Houston Astros, 12-11. Athletics, 10-12. Why does that piss me off so much? It's dumber than Washington football team. It's dumber than Utah hockey club. It's dumber than those. The whole thing makes me mad. And you brought up the Pirates. We talked about the Pirates a little last week. Bob Nutting tried to play hero. Did you hear about this?
No, because I don't care about Bob Nutting.
Bob Nutting tried to play hero. So I want to at least try to give both sides of the story when we come back. Nutting tried to play hero, yeah.
All right, I'm waiting with bated breath. And that is caller fold.
Time to cash out.
He beat me straight up. Pay him. Pay that man his money.